Yeah, it's our time with Cliff Kingsbury, our exclusive interview every Monday here on Bickley and Murata as the head coach of the Cardinals joins us here at the Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
I hate to ask a question like this to start things out, so it's broad-based nonsense, but what happened yesterday? Was it just one of those games?
That's what we're working through today as a staff. It was disappointing and unacceptable, obviously, to play that way. And we knew we'd get their best shot. They were coming off a tough loss, and we just weren't the team that I've seen for most of the year. And we have to figure that out and play much better moving forward.
Yeah, the one thing that they have done is they have fought repeatedly, mm-hmm. consistently, regardless of outcome or score, and that wasn't there yesterday. I'm curious, because I don't want to believe, and I don't think guys have checked out on you or this team. Having a bye week that late in the season, is there some danger to it? Because, you know, you played the sport. Your body wants to shut down. You get to December, you're like, oh, I'm cool.
That may be part of it. I'm not sure. You know, I haven't had one this late in the NFL season. Obviously, it's my first year coaching the NFL, but we definitely didn't have the same juice or rhythm or anything that I've seen throughout the year. And we got to get back on track this week with a good Pittsburgh team coming in.
In your coaching experience, even in your college days, and games like that do happen, have you ever been able to identify that going in, or is it usually just a mystery until it unfolds?
I think always looking back, you feel like, hey, there was a day here, a day there in practice that you could see we weren't as sharp as we needed to be, and you know, you wish you could nail that prior to, but a lot of times it's reflecting back. Mm.
Obviously, Vance is feeling a lot of heat for defensive issues that have not been solved and settled. You've backed him, obviously, repeatedly throughout the course of the season, but what would you tell fans about these issues from tight ends to guys wide open running in space that have not been fixed?
Yeah, you know, we're all working hard to get better. I mean, yesterday, all three phases weren't up to par, and you know, we're going to get back to the basics and practice harder and play better. And you know, that's the only promise I can make to the fans is that we'll be better moving forward this week.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Cardinals, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. Tremaine Brock was let go today, and I know you said moments ago in your press conference it wasn't just based on yesterday's game. Can you tell us maybe a little bit what went into that decision, what the plan is moving forward for personnel at that spot?
More so how some of the younger players we've seen practice and do well in the opportunities they've been given, and wanted to give them a chance, and so they have their chance this last month to see where they're at and how far they've come.
All right, strategically, did you go in thinking you could run the ball on the Rams? Because it appeared the week before on Monday Night Football that's what the Ravens did, or was that sort of a misperception of that game just based on what Lamar Jackson brought to the field that night?
Yeah, I think that was a unique situation, obviously, with Lamar and what they do, and all the zone reads and him pulling it as much as he did. So, you know, it's a good defense. L.A. did a nice job, had a great plan for us, and we didn't execute whether it was running the football or throwing the football.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Cardinals, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. It's been a struggle at home this year, and this predates your time as the head coach. Are there any factors that you think go into that? Anything that's identifiable on why this team does perform a little bit worse at home?
I haven't seen any. You know, I think our fans have been fantastic. It was a great crowd yesterday, and pro Cardinals all the way. And we just have to figure that out. You know, we're a professional football team and coaches and players, and your job's to play at the best of your ability every week, and particularly when you're at home. And we haven't been doing that.
Now, offense is your specialty, obviously. When you look at, and you guys had not had successive quarters all season long where you were shut out, and you played some really good defenses, what's your take on why you guys couldn't get that rhythm yesterday, offensively?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with the play call. It starts with me. Didn't think I got us into a good rhythm early, and then we weren't executing like we've done. Negative plays were huge. You see those sacks we were taking, you know, 10, 12-yard sacks, being in second and 20, third and 20. It's too good a football team to be doing that. So we have to avoid those negative plays and get back to moving forward and playing the great tempo and executing at a high level.
Hassan Reddick is a player who's come under a lot of fire, mostly for pass coverage deficiencies. And I know you had some thoughts on him, maybe shifting him around in the defense. How much of a look over the last four games will he get on the outside?
We'll see in practice how that goes. You know, we want to maximize him as a player and see what we can get there. And if that's the answer, then we'll see kind of how that plays out.
The running backs and the allocation of carries was a big story going into the game. I don't know if it was a big story coming out of the game. What did you learn about that yesterday? What are your thoughts on your three running backs?
We weren't able to stay in rhythm like we wanted to. You know, we ended up getting into more of a spread out, throw the ball type deal, getting down so big. And so we'll have to evaluate this week. And like I've said prior, we know we have three really good ones, and I have to do a good job of finding ways to maximize them as players.
We're talking with Cliff Kingsbury, as we do every Monday here on Bickley and Murata. Kyler Murray yesterday, obviously his toughest day as a pro, and I know he showed up on the injury report late. Was that at all a factor in his performance, Cliff?
I don't believe it to be. I think, I'm not sure, the bye week or just playing a very good defense and them having a great plan for us was where we were at. But we know we can call better plays, we can play better at that position, and we can play better as a team, and that's something we'll be shooting for this week.
Kyler has talked a lot about this year, you know, transitioning to being a pro quarterback, and he's not used to losing a lot, and he's experienced more losing this year than he has. And yesterday's loss felt different than the other ones. How was his demeanor, his makeup during the game? Did you see any difference in his attitude?
No, I think he knew that it wasn't going the way it's been, and he wasn't seeing it as cleanly as it's been. And like I said, that may be due to taking the week off and getting out of rhythm a bit, but we have to be a lot better, and he knows that.
Do you get upset, or did you get upset at a play where Patrick Peterson had a chance to physically impose himself on the other quarterback and for whatever reason chose not to?
Yeah, I mean, we watched the film, and there's a lot of plays like that. I felt like yesterday where we had chances to make plays and didn't. Like I said, I hadn't seen that most of the year. Seen great effort, great fight, great passion, and for whatever reason, those plays didn't show up yesterday.
Did the Rams, they came in struggling on offense. Did the Rams do anything differently, maybe some things that you didn't expect on offense?
You know, they opened it up a bit more. I thought Goff played a very good game. He was effective and made great decisions. We got to play better, and we know that. But you got to give him credit for probably having the best game of the season.
Yeah, you knew going in, because I heard you in the days leading into the game, that you were going to get a team with a lot of pride and a team whose pride had been wounded in that game against Baltimore. Why was that viewpoint not shared?
That's a great question. You know, we knew what was coming in. They're a Super Bowl caliber team. They were just in it 10 months ago. Yeah. All those players are back, and we were going to expect their best punch for whatever reason. Coaching-wise, playing-wise, we weren't up to the task.
I really liked what you had done going into the game, where you had compartmentalized the last five games, kind of created this vibe that this is going to be an entity unto itself, and let's go and make a statement here. And you didn't get what you wanted. In fact, you got quite the opposite. But now how do you go back and get what you wanted in these four games? How do you reset the button at this point?
This team has a lot of pride, a lot of great leadership, you know, you can use the Rams as a great example. You get embarrassed like that and put a product out there in that fashion, you're going to want to come back. And we have a good group that is going to take this and learn from it and be a lot better this week.
A lot of times when teams go through losses like that, that becomes more the norm. In your experience, can you use a game like yesterday where there was not really any positives and use it as a positive moving forward?
You can use it as a motivational tool, no question. You don't have to turn on many plays in that game to understand that's not who we want to be or who we're going to be around here, and our guys will respond to that.
Forgive this question if it's a bit premature, but duty calls, and I feel compelled to ask this. You took the job, and it was a collaboration with the general manager to support you and surround you with coaches who could help you and ease this transition, and you've held up your end of the bargain quite well, in my opinion. Is this something you're going to look at when the season comes? Is it too early to talk about this? Will everything be on the table once the season's over?
You know, our focus, like I said, is after that yesterday, is just getting better in a hurry. And so that we haven't looked past that. And we know we have a good Pittsburgh team coming in. And so our immediate focus is going to be right there. And then those next three games after that.
The idea of, and this doesn't fall on you either, this predates you, but the idea of building some success at home, it's gotten away from this organization in recent years. How important is it to get that back?
I mean, I remember watching it, you know, when Carson was out there and doing his thing, and how intimidating the Red Sea can be when you're playing at a high level and those people are passionate, throwing, showing up in droves. And that's what we want to be. That's who we want to be, and that's where we want to get, and we have to work towards that.
I know Jonathan Bullard left the game yesterday with an injury, didn't return. Is there an update on him, and outside of that, any other injury news?
Yeah, Jonathan looks like he'll be out a couple weeks, which is unfortunate because we felt like he was really coming on, but he'll be missing the next few weeks.
Anybody outside of that?
Nobody I can think of.
Cliff, thanks for coming by.
Appreciate the time, as always.
Best of luck against Pittsburgh. We'll talk to you next week. Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Cardinals, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.